As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, indeed, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a show-me showdown once again. We've got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Thursday, March the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, I'm on the web, they're on the web, everyone's on the internet today. It's www.vocallocal.org, my little website, and then there's the other website, the big one, ozarksvoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and hopefully some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game here, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, as others have already done. Or you can simply pick up the telephone and call in now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org, and I've got several emails to share with you today. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the Big Mo 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And the websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is resilient, looking for a bottom and steadying above the $900 level. We had a spike here just before airtime as it was going up quite a bit higher. Seems to be a daily phenomena. As soon as I turn my back and come on the air, it takes a spike up. Someone comes into the market right after I check the market reports every day, it seems, and either drives it up or drives it down. There are big players in this marketplace. Some we know, some we have no clue about. Global belt tightening? Absolutely. All the markets around the world seem to be feeling the pinch. We'll go into some of the market news and things like that. Your food, our future. Farming sector is being targeted by the globalists. We're going to talk considerably about that here in the first hour of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports. For Thursday, March the 12th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up 60 cents, trading at 908.50. As I said, right before the broadcast, it was up considerably higher than that. Silver was off 8 cents to 1269, but likewise, silver has also had a spike and is moving up strongly this morning. Platinum off $4, trading at 1047. Palladium flat over the day, 196. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 391 on its yesterday's closing to 6,930. The NASDAQ was up 1336 yesterday, closing at 1372. The USDX, that dollar exchange index, off 14 basis points, trading 87.73. As my records indicate, anyway. Crude oil up $1.06, trading at $43.39. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back here on the Thursday, March the 12th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, my name is William Roberts. We started in and read the market reports and in the first segment. If you missed that, gold is going up and down a bit, but it's certainly having a spike right now. So if you're interested in the gold and silver markets, the precious metals and whatnot, you might jump up on www.kitco.com and check it out for yourself. Rather interesting highs and lows going on. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading up 60 cents to $908.50. And gold or silver was up off 8 cents to $12.69. Both those numbers now have been changed in active trading. There are lots happening, and they're much higher today already. The low and high as of 9 o'clock was 892.90, and the high was 918.90 in the spot market for gold, but that has gone much higher now than the 918. So somebody's in the market. They're working on it. We'll continue. The spot market will close in 7 hours. We'll see where it closes at for the day. Lots happening on a global scale. The foreign exchange rates for today, the Canadian dollar, if you want one of those, it's going to cost you 78 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is running about 7 cents U.S. The euro, you're going to have to dig deep again, $1.28 U.S. The British pound, $1.38 U.S. So there you go. You want to work on the play in the global markets, you're going to have to dig in because our dollars are not going very far in Europe. Let's go into some market news. This off of Bloomberg for March the 12th by Shabhana Chandra. the U.S. February retail sales declined less than forecast. A whole potpourri in this particular article. It goes through a variety of different market areas. We'll touch on some of them, and when I run out of patience with this lengthy article, we'll go on to other information. But Shabhana, what a name, huh? Shabhana. hope they have had a chance to towel off before they got down to the typewriter. On March 12th, again, out of Bloomberg, sales at U.S. retailers in February fell less than forecast. And January's gain was almost double the previous estimate, indicating the biggest part of the economy may be starting to stabilize. Nonsense, Shabhana. I don't think so. Purchases decreased by 0.1%, in other words, 0.1%. It would be difficult to even track a number accurately there, but the article goes on. Led by the slump in the demand for cars, that's the truth. There are... There's a Chrysler dealer that's kind of been reinvigorated not far from me, less than 3 miles from where I'm speaking to you from this morning in cloudy, overcast, cold, and chilly southwest Missouri. A Chrysler dealer that has come and gone in over the past 4 or 5 years down to the point where they had zero cars on the lot. A big dealership, too. Service bays, the whole nine yards. Well, they've got a whole... We've got a whole gaggle, if you will, of cars and trucks in the lot and running advertisements and whatnot. But I'm not seeing very many new cars and trucks on the lot. They just seem to be the same bunch. So maybe they cut some kind of a deal, took out an enormous or colossal loan, and they're sitting there just watching as their value declines. But cars and trucks today, as you know, are not cheap. You can get into a crew cab, dually, 1.5 ton or 1 ton trailer hauler with a diesel engine here for about $45,000. Of course, I bought my first house for less than that, and my second house for less than that, and my third house for less than that. So I guess if you want to put as much into a truck or a car as we used to pay for automobiles, you could get into that game, but I would rather drive a used car till I pass away than to pay $40,000 for a pickup. Purchases decreased again by 0.1%. That's tiny, tiny. Hard to figure that one out. Following a revised 1.8% jump in January. So we can almost pick up a, you know, if you're looking at a chart, you could almost pick up a 1.8% jump in January in sales, but hard to say. Hard to say whether any of these numbers out of the Commerce Department are accurate. But, of course, here in these purchases up and down reporting for January, they're excluding automobiles, whose sales unexpectedly climbed 0.7%, less than 1% again. After tumbling at the fastest pace in 3 decades, consumer spending may stop hemorrhaging in the coming months as a drop in the fuel costs and tax cuts put more money in Americans' pockets. Is it putting more money in your pockets, my friends? Is it putting more money in your pockets, my friends? I wonder. Certainly haven't seen any more money in my pockets. Still, mounting unemployment and falling home and stock values make sustained gains in purchases unlikely until late of 2009, economists said. Now, there is a little bit more of a grain of truth. People, here's a quote, are responding to discounting, close quote, as companies seek to get rid of surplus inventory. Roger Kubiarek, chief U.S. economist. You know, whatever happened to Smith and Thomas and Johnson and things like that, you know? I don't know where these people are coming from, but they all seem like they just got off the boat. I would wonder how many of these chief economists are carrying dual citizenship with Israel. Hard to say, really, is where they come from. Maybe they're all just off the boat from the Soviet Union. Or is that Mother Russia now? I'm confused. Roger Kubiarek, chief U.S. economist at the UniCredit Global Research in New York, said in a Bloomberg television interview, quote, in order to have a sustained increase in personal consumption, wealth has to go up. I hope you didn't pay very much for your education, Roger. What a juvenile and sophomoric thing to say. Absolutely truth. People can't buy anything if they don't have any money. And that makes National news. Treasuries erased earlier gains after the report with yields on benchmark 10-year notes at 2.92% as of 8:56 a.m. in New York after dipping as low as 2.86% earlier. 2.92% on a 10-year note. That's going backwards on a bobsled, folks. Interest rates running somewhere in the neighborhood, inflation running somewhere in the neighborhood of what? Robert Chapman figures maybe 11 to 13%. And you're pulling up a 2.92% return on your investment on a 10-year note. You might as well just light one end and watch it slowly burn to the other. Jobless claims. A separate report today shows claims for unemployment insurance rose to 654,000 last week from 645,000 the previous period. Notice how they've just flip-flopped the numbers. 654 last week from 645 the previous. It just, you know, liars figure and figures lie and so on and so forth. Anyway, the sixth straight week above 600,000, and that's probably very true. I would say that it's probably the sixth week above 750,000 or more, but they do kind of fudge the figures. Sales were projected to fall 0.5% in February. Again, that's half of 1% there. In February, after an originally reported 1% gain the prior month, according to the median estimate of 77 economists in a Bloomberg News survey. We've reported on that earlier. Forecasts range from a gain of 1% to a decline of 1.5%. So who knows what the real numbers are. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Oh,
And we are back once again. You know, these reports, this news, you know, I have for years resisted getting involved in news reporting, but having immersed myself thoroughly in the economic studies over the past 60 or so days, I've come to at least be able to look at this nonsense with a little more clarity. Let's just go into it and continue through it. I'll jump in wherever I see something that I don't like, and then we'll set this article aside. But again, this is off of Bloomberg. It's a feature article off the Bloomberg.com website. Shabhana Chandra, U.S. February retail sales decline less than the forecast. You know, every time there's something that comes in, that good, bad news comes in that's a little not as bad as it could have been bad, but it was worse than they thought, you know, the market responds. It's absolutely absurd. You know, Alan Keyes said so eloquently the other day that we seem to be running by insane children and adolescents in the White House, but they certainly have plenty of them throughout the entire marketplace. Insane children and adolescents. Sales at automobile dealers and parts stores slumped 4.3%, the most since October. And on to a note about GM survival, but you know, I had heard on another network, a leading network sponsor, recommending people maybe consider getting involved with parts store sales or stocks, you know, like O'Reilly's or Parts Plus or AutoZone or something like that, on the possibility that because people cannot afford to buy a new automobile anymore and have no confidence in taking out a long loan, that they might be looking at parts to fix up their old cars. And there's certainly some truth to that. I've seen lots of automobiles parked along the roads, and you know, I'm out here in the country, so as soon as I turn out of my driveway and out of this little miniature subdivision, two streets wide and one block deep, I'm in the country. Just a quarter mile from my house is a cattle stockyard. It's a sales barn, not really a stockyard. But every Friday to Saturday, and sometimes even on Sunday, the place just fills up with big pickup trucks pulling trailers full of cattle and horses and all kinds of whatnot, mostly cattle. And they auction them off, and then they go on from here, and they go to various, sometimes backgrounders, feeders, feedlots, and up to the slaughter yards. Nevertheless, there's been a lot of people pushing things out along the fence lines. That's kind of the way we do things in the country. If there's an item that you want to part with or you need to raise a little money, you just push an implement closer to a fence line, and before noon, someone will stop in and ask as to whether or not you were interested in parting with that choice piece of scrap iron. Of course, that's where the beginning of the haggling always is at scrap value. You'll really have to talk well in order to get anything out of those items that you push towards the fence line, but that's one way you can market things in the country. And in the summertime, of course, you can set out some sawhorses and some boards and put up watermelon and cantaloupe and tomatoes and whatnot and move them quite readily. Nevertheless, let's go back into this again. GM survival. Industry figures early this month showed sales in February fell to the lowest level since 1981, led by a 53% plunge at General Motors Corp., which is surviving with the help of government loans, as you all know. So, whether or not you're still going to have the opportunity to have a U.S.-made Chevy in the future remains to be seen. Other categories showing decreased demand include building materials. Now, that's an interesting one. I've been hearing that lumber prices were at an all-time low, but building materials apparently see a decreased demand. Of course, they would, unless you're remodeling or building something for yourself. Grocery stores and restaurants and bars, and as I've gone through the various news reports all around the world, and every morning I get up around 5 o'clock now, and I'm trying to get things started on an earlier, you know, basis. But I've been seeing reports from all over Europe and around America where the great big industrial, you know, the big buildings and the shopping malls and the strip malls and the retail space and the commercial space just standing wide open, empty. You know, you can drive by a skyscraper and you think, oh my, what an incredible building. How many floors actually have something happening on them? Other categories showing decreased demand, again, included building materials, grocery stores, and restaurants and bars. And I have a friend here in southwest Missouri who has a friend in Florida and they have a kind of like an organic foods, a specialty foods restaurant that has been prosperous for years, and they've had it on the market, and it's still on the market, and it's on the market, and it's still on the market, and there's no customers, and there's a restaurant sitting in Florida that would like to find a buyer. Wonder if they'll sell that. A jump in receipts at service stations as gasoline prices. Wait a minute, back up here. Shabhana Chandra, how long have you lived in the United States? A jump in receipts at service stations? There haven't been any service stations in the United States for close to 20 years anyway. You know any place where you can drive in and get the oil changed? Well, I know a couple out here in the country, but typically they're get and goes, quick stops, fast trips, and so on. Service stations. My, I haven't seen any service. You know, if you don't pump your own gas in this country, you must be very wealthy. Maybe your chauffeur pumps it for you while you sit in the back working on your laptop in the back seat. A jump in receipts at service stations as gasoline prices rebounded. Lead gainers. Filling station, there, that's a little closer, still not quite the same. Filling station sales climbed 3.4%. I wonder if that excludes all of the donuts and sandwiches. The average cost of regular gasoline rose 14 cents to $1.92 a gallon in February from January, and it's holding near that level so far this month, according to AAA. Excluding gas, that would be gasoline, not the gas that we sometimes have after reading articles like this, but excluding gas, retail sales decreased 0.4%. Pretty tiny decrease as well, wouldn't you think? Hard to track that kind of minuscule minutia. Excluding autos, gasoline, and building materials, let's go ahead and just rip the guts right out of the economic system. Excluding autos, gasoline, and building materials, the retail group the government uses to calculate gross domestic product figures for consumer spending, sales increased 0.5%. That's the same thing as the, you know, Standard & Poor's, the S&P 500. You notice I very rarely ever put that on the air. The NASDAQ is much the same. The Dow Jones is much the same. You know, if you don't get the kind of performance out of the stock exchanges that you want, you just delist a bunch of stuff. If you can't get an increase in your stock performance, then you just throw out a bunch of the losers and bring in some of the others. I think that Lee Rogers spoke about that last night on his broadcast while I was nodding my head and trying to stay awake after my bedtime. I do hate missing the last hour or so of Lee's broadcast. If you haven't heard him recently, you might tune in. 3-hour broadcast begins at 9 o'clock right here on Oracle tonight. Back to this article again, excluding everything important, I guess, there was some increase in sales. The government uses data from other sources to calculate the contribution from the three categories excluded, no doubt. I'm sure they do. Quarterly estimates. Today's report may prompt economists to boost estimates for consumer spending this quarter. Economists. Experts say. A Bloomberg survey earlier this month showed the median forecast called for the world's largest economy to shrink by 2.5% this year. That is most modest, I believe. The most since 1946. You hear that? Even using a 2.5% decline in the economy this year, it will still exceed or be the most since 1946, the year after World War II, long before most of you and myself were born. Consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the economy, there you go, it's getting a little closer, was projected to fall at 1.7% annual pace this quarter and declined 0.7% from April to June. So in this next quarter, they're looking at about a 1% drop in consumer spending. We'll be back right after this short intermission. Stay with us.
America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.CTWPromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.CTWPromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, and we are back. Hail Bush and hail Barry the Usurper and hail no. Going back to this market report, closing out this article, again, the Economist also projected the jobless rate will climb to 9.4% by the end of the year. Notice how this entire article has been talking about minuscule percentiles, 0.4%, 0.1%, 0.3%. And we get down to the meat and potatoes here, and we don't have to use minuscule percentage points. In fact, I think they're cribbing numbers downward. The Economist projects the jobless rate will climb to 9.4% by the end of the year and remain elevated throughout 2011. One reason for the gloomy outlook on spending, and no doubt. You know, they're pushing this thing out right now as a gloomy outlook through the year 2011. We're standing somewhere right now, I would say closer, much higher than 9.4%, but even if it is at 9.4%, that's drastic and drastically high. But these clowns haven't got a better plan than to look out for another 2 or 3 years of this kind of insanity. I mean, really, isn't it time to get the people out of Washington, folks? That's what we talk about here on Become Vocal Local as we become politically engaged right where we are. You know, you got people being suggested now for the congressional district seat that's been taken by Roy Blunt, here in Southwest Missouri, District 7. You got a young man, Jack Goodman, a Mason. Seems like he has a steel rod inserted in his jacket. I don't know if he has that much spine to go with it, but he certainly always is bolt upright standing. A young fellow. He's been getting a lot of ink in the last couple of years. He's moving along, a young state senator, Senator Jack Goodman, being tapped, or at least viewed by the Republican State Committee for the slot that's held by Roy, formerly Majority Whip, now Minority Whip, I think, still Roy Blunt. Of course, Roy has a long history in the state of Missouri. His son, Matt, of course, was Missouri's governor here up until the last change when Jay Nixon came into power. The Democrats unseating the Republicans as we throw the rascals out. But Roy, go along to get along. Roy, the arm twister. Roy, the yes for everything. The Roy for the yes men for the Republican Party and all of their lobbyists and loyalists. Good old Roy is seeking to replace the goodbye Kit Bond. Senator, U.S. Senator Kit Bond. Kit and Matt and Roy and Timmy and Tommy and Benny. What a incredible world and time we live in. Nevertheless, there's time to be able to make some changes, and I think we need to be looking very hard right where you are and considering making substantial changes in the political fabric as quickly as possible. Certainly getting energized within the political system for 2010 and 2012. It might be lousy duty, but it may be some of the best time we spend if we do nothing, and do nothing is what most people do, and buy in and buy out on these various and sundry tyrannical governments. If we do nothing, we'll have nothing but the same. Going back to the article and closing it out again, it says, in addition to the economic crisis is, quote, unlike anything we've seen in our time, Barry the usurper said in a March 10th speech in Washington. Wonder who wrote that for him. Walmart lure. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, and that's a true statement, by the way, reported a 5.1% gain in February, sales at stores open at least 1 year. So in all of the stores that they have, which are many, they saw a 5.1% gain. That's all right. Consumers trying to make ends meet as job losses mount are being drawn to its lower prices on groceries, fuel, and electronics. And as the ignorant sheeple are drawn to Walmart, their towns are turning into ghost towns. I mean, if what you really want in your community, folks, is to have Walmart and its cadre of little satellites that they position all around them, if you want to have the tax deferrals that sometimes run years and years into the future when a Walmart comes to town, if you want to have your small town turn into a ghost town, then continue to support the giant box stores and all of their various and sundry bevy of these little goslings that come in and hang about in the fringes of the Walmart Supercenter parking lots. You know the stores that I'm talking about. You've seen them. You've probably shopped in them. But I would like to have a great electromagnet installed in the front of my truck, and every time I come close to one of those box stores, it would repel the nose of my vehicle away and down the road so that I could find what I need elsewhere. But again, that's just my opinion. Retailers reporting sales declines in February included Macy's, JCPenney, Gap, Abercrombie & Fitch, luxury sellers such as Nordstrom's, Neiman Marcus, a group, and sort of so on and so forth. Obviously, we can take a lesson from the Dubai gold jewelers. Jewelry is in a slump worldwide. People are taking every little piece of gold jewelry they have that has a broken clasp or a defective watch, and they're taking it in and they're selling it into gold scrap markets. Continuing here and closing it out, it says the rest of the year will be very difficult. Dallas-based Neiman's, that would be Neiman Marcus, chief executive Burton Tansky said in a conference call with analysts yesterday, the retailer is canceling orders, returning goods to vendors, and cutting expenses, Tansky said. Experts say. All right. going into something a little bit more local, a little bit more interesting to me. As you know, every day I start to broadcast out with our websites, theozarksvoter.info and vocallocal.org. Theozarksvoter.info is the website for the Far Southwest and the Barry County chapters of the Ozark Property Rights Congress. If you have never been to the website, I recommend that you do. Go and visit that website. Not so much that this is a website of astronomical proportion or importance, but just simply that this is a website that was created by one of our members, if you will. We don't really have members. There's nothing to join in the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, but one of our affiliates, one of the people that comes to our meetings, that's the better way to look at it, volunteered his time and his talents and created a website for the organization. That's not an organization. We're not incorporated. Anyway, we've got a website. And there is another website that's recently been created, and it's OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com, 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 all plurals in there. And that is the, if you will, the mothership of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. And the Ozarks Property Rights Congress has a growing number of chapters, if you will, restaurants and meeting places all across the Ozarks. And the Ozarks is huge. For those of you who are out of country, out of state, don't know what I'm talking about. The Ozarks takes up most of the southern half or the southern tiers of counties in the state of Missouri, reaches out to Illinois, goes down through the top tiers of the counties in Arkansas, goes over and picks up a little bit, I think, in Tennessee, picks up some in Oklahoma, and some in Kansas, Dorothy. The Ozarks Plateau is huge, and there are people all around this part of the country, the United States of America, that have just about gotten sick and tired or fed up with the federal intrusion into the states and the implementation of Agenda 21 and all of the various perverse and tenacious attempts to diminish our use, free use and enjoyment of our property. And of course, as I've stated here from Galambos's writings on more than one occasion, that our property begins with us. You, right where you are, is your chiefest and most important property. And then your ideas, your mind, you know, body, spirit, and mind, and all of that, your property begins with you. No matter where you go, there you are. That's your property. And your rights extend from that. You know, we are to be secure in our persons, our places, and our effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, pointing to the fact that the founders understood that you physically, that is property, this is your most important property, and you are to be secure against an invasion, an intrusion, or a seizure. And if someone forces you to take a vaccine or tasers your body or any of the other things, they're doing an unconstitutional seizure.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we're back talking about hogs in the chat room, folks. Hogs. If you haven't got any lean hogs in your future, you get some futures on lean hogs. Back to the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, where some of our folk do rear hogs. You know, we rear hogs and sheep, you know, chickens, raise dogs, lots of dogs, D-A-W-G-S, dogs and cows and things, cattle, stockmen. Lots of stuff going on down here. Here's a report. Just in case you're anywhere in the Ozarks, you might hop in the Hupmobile and head out. This is a email I received posted on the 9th of March. But the Ozarks Property Rights Congress will have a meeting in Gainesville, Missouri, tomorrow night, March the 12th, 7 o'clock p.m. in the Vots Family Restaurant. Vots Family Restaurant. Tomorrow, March the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m., that's Highway 160 west of Gainesville, Missouri. And on nights when their meetings are held at the restaurants, the food is served from 5 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock, and then the food is set aside and the meeting begins. These meetings are important meetings. These meetings are well-known meetings, and these meetings sometimes have far-reaching effects. The Ozarks Property Rights Congress is not a small group any longer. The discussion topics will include the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has proposed expanding water quality regulations into smaller streams. The proposed change would place standards on approximately 100,000 miles of streams that up to now have been regarded as unclassified. This is important. This is the intrusion onto your private water sources. The amended rules may result in expanded programs to control pollutants normally associated with agricultural practices, such as nutrients, ammonia, sediments, and bacteria. The Department of Natural Resources has asked for the OPRC, the Ozark Property Rights Congress, involvement in discussions of the proposed regulations. And more information is available at the dnr.mo.gov website. We will be discussing what the Department of Natural Resource officials had to say about the proposed regulations when they met with the OPRC in Mountain Grove on February of the 26th. And we have his article, Russell Wood's article, is posted on the website. DNR has canceled a meeting scheduled for March the 19th in Jefferson City. Officials were invited to this Gainesville meeting on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, but they are unable to attend, officials said. The National Animal Identification System, the NAIS, I haven't had the opportunity to bring Doreen Hans on with us on Oracle yet, but I'm sure we will. She's a hard-working lady, and she knows lots about it, so we'll get into that on this broadcast on another day. But NAIS is an ongoing process. It's one of the things that the Ozark Property Rights Congress has dedicated most of its time to, blocking it right where we are. The Department of Natural Resources, again, this is more along the same. The Department of Natural Resources meets with the Ozarks Property Rights Congress to discuss these proposed small stream regulations. You know, wherever it is attempted, Become Vocal Local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants and aid, realizing that whenever people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. And we understand that a truly informed, bold, vocal people know that it is far easier to block globalism by whatever name it be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to get rid of it once it comes in and becomes lodged in an unsuspecting body politic in your community, in your county. Doing nothing and keeping your head in the sand only guarantees the success and the advancement and the implementation of Agenda 21 and the other globalist agendas. And so what the people around here have decided to do is to just say no, and have been doing it with increasing vigor and success. So this is something that you might be able to go up on the website, look at, and maybe you would have a Southwest Tennessee Property Rights Congress or something. Northwest Texas Property Rights Congress, an Arizona Stockman's Property Rights Congress, an Idaho chapter of the Property Rights Congress, or something. And then get people to come in. You'd be surprised at how most everyone can resonate with this concept of your property rights and having a Property Rights Congress where you come together on a monthly basis and discuss these issues. As I mentioned yesterday, we had a Property Rights Congress meeting here, the Far Southwest Chapter, on Tuesday night, and had the opportunity of grilling school board candidates. There's lots of different ways that you can approach this thing, but becoming vocal local and getting active locally is, I believe, the way to go over the next 4 or 6 years. Here goes back to this article here for the Department of Natural Resources meeting with the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. Two section heads with the Water Protection Program of the Department of Natural Resources met with the Ozarks Property Rights Congress at their monthly meeting in Mountain Grove on February the 26th. The packed room heard Phil Schroeder and Robert Morrison explain the Missouri Department of Natural Resources' current proposal to expand regulatory controls on small Missouri streams that are now considered unclassified. I spent 14 years living on a 40-acre piece that had a stream running through it in confluence with a stream that ran alongside it, and they were wonderful places, but there is precious little as far as regulation is concerned on that. I don't want to see the Department of Natural Resources coming in and putting more rules and regulations on how one might be able to interact with those free-flowing streams of water. Water rights being rather important to stockmen, farmers, ranchers, and people who just otherwise like to live in the country and maybe drop their trousers and swim in a cool stream on an extremely hot and humid Missouri day. The two stated that the program is still in the study stage with no firm date yet set for implementation, and that is the time to strike. When these things are in the study stage without any firm date set for implementation, if you wait and respond after the implementation has already come and been put in, you'll find your job getting it out much more difficult. The proposal to expand water quality regulations into smaller streams would place standards on 100,000 additional miles of streams, they said. And here we can name the experts, Phil Schroeder and Robert Morrison, both from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. The amended rules would result in expanded programs again to control pollutants normally associated with agriculture. During the two-hour discussion between the MDNR regulators and the landowners, points of both agreement and contention were touched on. If you've never been to some of our meetings here locally, we don't spare the rod. When it's time to, when you run across a spoiled child, the rod is not spared. It really can turn out to be quite a heated discussion. A deliberative assembly, to be sure. Lots of deliberations. It was generally agreed that specific points of stream pollution caused by city, industrial, or identifiable agricultural use should be dealt with under existing regulations. In other words, we don't need another body of Environmental Protection Act regulations interspersed amongst us with indefinable or unnameable governors. We don't need another landlord on our properties. Continuing here, the landowners objected to the proposal of regulating watersheds where there is no proven need and no identifiable source of a problem, as the new proposed regulation would do. Notice that it goes well beyond the stream. Does anyone understand what a watershed is? Do you understand how many acres of ground, how many square miles of ground might be in the Mississippi River or the Missouri River or the Arkansas River watersheds? That a watershed begins at the crest of the mountain range on one side and the crest of the mountain range on the other side, whether that be the Rockies on one and the Blue Ridge Mountains on the other, and everything that flows in down into the Mississippi River is part of the watershed? And when you come in and put in watershed, broad sweeping watershed controls, can you imagine the downstream impact of something like that for property owners? It's called the road to serfdom, folks. F.A. Hayek wrote all about it. And we'll continue along this line on the other side. Stay with us.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday, March the 12th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour. If you've missed the first hour, we were talking about property, property rights, the Property Rights Congress, the woeful economic news, and much more. If you missed that first hour, go back and check it out on the archives. It will be available almost immediately. I'll post a little show description perhaps later in the day, but those archives are available for your use and enjoyment. Once again, just to touch on a little bit of old news here, as far as the stock markets and the metals, the precious metals and stuff are concerned, prior to the broadcast coming on, gold was trading around 908.50, silver was at 1269, platinum was 1047, palladium $196, the Dow Jones was 69.30, the NASDAQ was 1372, and the USDX index, that dollar index, was running 87.73. Of course, all those numbers have changed. The last time I checked, right before the broadcast, gold and silver were both going up. We'll see where they close. The spot market will close in 6 hours, and so we'll have to check back then. You can certainly always update yourself. Don't rely on other people for your economic news, folks. There are a lot of people out there that make their living at this, and we cannot be sure all the time that we're getting the full story. You know, it's one of those things about somebody that's got something to sell, something I learned a long time ago in 1969 where I worked with in the Alaska 67. It was in 67, Will. It was Alaska 67. In 1967, I worked with the A-67. It was like an exhibit. You know, it was centennial, 100 years. Statehood. Anyway, they had a bunch of foreign carnies. People from Texas and other places in the lower 48 came up and they ran a carnival thing there. And I worked with the carnies. It was one of my first jobs where I actually got a check, which probably led me down the dark path to a Social Security card and income tax and all the rest of that claptrap. Nonetheless, I learned quite a bit spending that summer in the company of carnival people, hucksters, barkers, whores, prostitutes, drug dealing, and everything you can imagine a young person being exposed to. But I did, and I've learned not necessarily to trust everyone that you encounter in your life, and certainly those that make all or a portion of their money marketing any of the various financial products sometimes have a reason to hold information back. You know, one of the things I most detest on the gold and silver market reports and things like that is when we talk about corrections or pullbacks or, you know, things like, folks, it's mostly market manipulation. There are big forces involved in all of these various and sundry markets, including the president's group or working group on financial markets. There are people who have a distinct interest in manipulating these markets to present, as we've been talking about foreign exchange and foreign exchange rates lately, to present or put forward a picture of stability and solidity in the U.S. dollar. And as we all know, listening to Oracle, it couldn't be further from the truth. And so we have to drink our water with carefulness and chew thoroughly this material. Anyway, on this portion of today's broadcast, I'm going to go into a American Policy Center alert sent to me via email by Tom DeWeese, the president of the American Policy Center. Met Tom DeWeese in Dallas, Texas at the Freedom 21 conference last summer. Anyway, he does a pretty good job of keeping me posted on things, sends me alerts. And we do have an alert to read today. We'll be back right after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
A
of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local for sure. Now, as we were going into coming into the break, I was talking about this article that I've received. It's really long. It's important, too. From Tom DeWeese, the American Policy Center. I met Tom down in Dallas, Texas, the first time I'd ever attended a Freedom 21 national conference. And found him to be full of energy, to say the least. And nevertheless, I've had him on the air with me, and we'll have him on again. There are lots of people out there in the world, folks, lots of people. But one of the things I did learn from William Cooper while he was still walking in the land of the living was to listen to everyone, believe nothing, until you can prove it in your own research. And we spoke a little bit about that last Saturday night when we had our Oracle Unplugged roundtable. And, you know, it's not possible to do the research on every single issue. So you sometimes have to check somebody out. And if their information consistently comes through pretty clean and squeaky, then, you know, you can kind of relax your guard a little bit. But although that is a dangerous thing. Relaxing your guard is the time when you usually get stung. So we chew all of the news with care. But I have a considerable amount of confidence, at least in the research that's been done in these various alerts. So I'll share this one with you. Ordinarily, I don't bring it out, but this one's interesting and important. Urgent, he says, ultimate civil liberties threat, Americans to become serfs on the king's estate. I got to like the way he writes, you know. United States Representative Ross DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut, has proposed legislation, H.R. 875, and this was on Lee Rogers' report last night as well, which would literally prohibit Americans from raising food for themselves. And it is that drastic. Their families or even for their animals without the uber alles national government's permission. Extreme statement? Not, he says. H.R. 875 makes Americans serfs on their own land. Read on, this one bill could wipe out the United States as a free nation from the face of the earth. We urgently need your help to kill this extremely dangerous bill. On my notes from our meeting this past week, I also have a companion piece of legislation. If I can grab it quickly during the next break, I'll bring that out as well. They are related. But H.R. 875, the so-called Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009, also known as the acronym FSMA, sounds innocent enough at first blush, with language purporting to, quote, protect the public health by preventing foodborne illness, ensuring the safety of food, improving research on contaminants leading to foodborne illness, and improving security of food from intentional contamination and for other purposes, close quote. In reality, the FSMA is an extensive and all-controlling abomination that must be stopped. And you know, folks, when we talk about these various and sundry United Nations food security, Chapter 14, I do believe it is, the food security initiatives, if you eat, these are your issues. If you eat, the National Animal Identification System is something you need to oppose. If you eat, if you don't eat, none of this applies to you. You can go and knit or something. But if you eat, then we need to pay attention to what's happening under these costumes of food security. The FSMA mandates registration of every food production facility, which the bill defines as any farm, ranch, orchard, vineyard, aquaculture facility, or confined animal feeding operation, close quote, and every, quote, food establishment, close quote, which the bill defines as a slaughterhouse, factory, warehouse, or food facility, or owned or operated by a person located in any state that processes food, or a facility that holds, stores, or transports food or food ingredients. Doesn't that just about sum it all up? You know, one of the reasons why my father had to get out of the hog raising business, how do we no longer produce lean hog out of Missouri? You know, you could never have gotten better hog. If you wanted to eat pig, you couldn't have gotten better pig. We had an overplus of Jersey cattle, dairy herd. My father hand milked all those Jersey cows twice a day. And then he fed cracked corn and milk to these hogs daily, all day long. You ever been around hogs in a feed lot, even a small one, that hog feeder just keeps popping open and you can hear the pounding of that hog feeder as the hog slips his snout down under the feeder flap and into the corn and then backs off and chews it up. You can hear those lids dropping all day and sometimes all night, although hogs do like to sleep together. Nevertheless, the bacon, the hams that came out of that feeding system were incredible. You almost had to put oil in the pan in order to enjoy your bacon. You talk about Canadian bacon, folks. You talk about lean bacon. That was lean bacon. Real nice. That was a real good deal up until the time that they closed down the hog slaughtering place nearby, which made it impossible for us to market the hogs other than running an ad in the newspaper, and that's a real iffy way to market the hogs. Of course, you got rid of the hogs, then we had too many cows, and so that means we had to back off on the dairy side of things too. So it's all interlinked. And every time these food Nazis get involved with monkeying with our food system, all of the people in that area of McDonald County that had become accustomed to having excellent pork and good, clean, fresh milk from Jersey cows. And if you've never had Jersey milk, you haven't had milk, in my opinion. But all the people that got involved with that and everybody that was enjoying the benefits of that, of course, were denied by the food Nazis. And so I could be a little bitter about it, I think. Let's go into this a little further. H.R. 875 makes NAIS look tame. Once again, NAIS is the acronym for the National Animal Identification System. First they chip the animals, then they chip all of your pets, and then they chip you. It's a step-by-step-by-step infrastructure building process. Now, this bill, H.R. 875, will not just sweep up commercial food operations. The fine print of the SMMA will subject hobby gardeners, home canners, anyone with a few chickens, or anyone who holds or stores or transports food, including mushrooms or wild berries gathered in the wild, to registration, extensive management, and inspection by a huge new bureaucracy, the Food Safety Administration, the FSA, even if the food items will only be consumed personally. And registration must be via an electronic portal, which will be costly and difficult for those without computers. As if everyone on the planet is expected to be online all time, everywhere. Preposterous. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And yes, indeed, you know, if you don't have a copy of Privacy Crisis, I don't, you know, I'm not receiving anything from him from the sale of his books or anything like that. Certainly go and check out the website. I did get the book. I've listened to him give presentations several times. And, it's an interesting book. And like I said yesterday, it's a lot deeper than just, let's say, the average person might need. But if you need to have privacy in your life and you want to figure out how to get it, that is a book that will, if you follow the things that he suggests, you're going to have to send up smoke signals to your mom and dad, your sons and daughters. I think he has the ability to make you hide even walking across a parking lot. A good book, a good read, well worth the time and interest looking at it. Nevertheless, back to our article here. Back to this interesting article from Tom DeWeese, the American Policy Center. We're talking about food. We're talking about H.R. 875 and what this legislation might be able to do to further achieve the global desire of massive population reduction and control through the food, controlling you with your dinner plate and your fork and your spoon. But I guess I should say right now, doubt, 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 fear, 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 worry, worry, worry. I mean, we just couldn't have a broadcast without a little bit of doubt, fear, and worry. Now let's go back to some more sensible stuff. H.R. 875 exponentially advances the, quote, foodborne disease surveillance systems, close quote, required of member states of the World Health Organization. Who? Well, it's the World Health Organization, and their acronym is WHO, H-W-H-O, which includes the United States. Quote, unquote, food establishments will be required to adopt preventive process controls, including implementing record-keeping and labeling of all food and food ingredients to facilitate their identification and traceability, including instructions for handling and preparation for consumption, close quote. Have you ever worked in a restaurant, folks? I have. You know, those little fish and chips places? Well, one of the earliest that I'm aware of was H. Salt Esquire Fish and Chips, but another one came along. A chain was just starting up out in the Pacific Northwest, and I was hired as a fry cook, very young, right out of high school, virtually, not really right out of high school, a couple of years after that, needing a job and wanting to pay for my rent and other things to get along in my life. And so I saw a sign up in the store, and it was a brand new little restaurant that had been built. And so I popped in there, filled out an application, was hired off immediately on the spot to become a fry cook, cooking fish and chips and chowder and things like that, making coleslaw and so on and so forth. Well, come to find out that there was a fellow that had been in charge or put in charge of the restaurant was an alcoholic, the manager. He spent most of his time up the street at the tavern. And so as soon as he found that I had a couple of brain cells firing between my ears, I was immediately made the assistant manager, the night manager, and began doing most of the food preparation for the little restaurant. So I learned out all about that. Had to get my food safety card and all of those things, you know, and all the food Nazis came in. But we consistently got excellent or 100% marks, cleanliness and whatnot, for food preparation and all on that little restaurant. Using common sense, and I established a policy for the young men and girls that were working in there, that if there was time to lean, there was time to clean. Pretty straightforward. Didn't need to have a Nazi breathing down my shoulder to make that happen. The manager appreciated it, and we became basically the flagship training restaurant for this chain as it began to spread all across the Pacific Northwest and California and Oregon, Idaho, and elsewhere. Nonetheless, all of that aside, a little bit of common sense and a little bit of elbow grease is all that is really necessary to keep your food preparation areas in restaurants clean. And if you want to have customers come back on a regular basis, as soon as they know that they're getting good, clean, wholesome food from you, your chairs will be filled every night. As soon as you start presenting food to public consumption that is not palatable, not appetizing, or makes people sick, your restaurant's going to go broke. It's common sense. It's American business principles, and we don't need the government involving themselves in our business. But I can't imagine what it would be like, because we receive fish in great big ice-borne tubs from the Pacific Fish Company, and I got 5 pound or 10, I can't remember. They were about the size of a ream of news or a ream of typing paper, frozen bricks or blocks of shrimp every day, many of them, and had all of those to thaw and to clean and to fillet and, you know, bone and all the fish to do. I can't imagine what it would be like if we had to go through this process in a food establishment in this act, this H.R. 875, including implementing record keeping and labeling all food and food ingredients to facilitate their identification and traceability, including instructions for handling and preparation for consumption. Can you imagine what kind of a nightmare it would be working inside of a restaurant? You'd have to have little tags on all, everything that you put in the refrigerator, you know, where you got it, out of what shop, you know, what supplier brought these, you know, these halibut to you, who brought the cod, you know, who brought the shrimp, who brought the cabbage for cutting up for your coleslaw, where you got your mayonnaise for the making the tartar sauce and all the rest of that stuff that we used to do on a regular basis. Can you imagine the insanity of this? Well, this is the kind of insanity that's coming on you and at you locally, which is why we need to become vocal local. I can tell you that there are pages, usually a very lengthy article, once a week in our local Shopper Advertiser newspaper here in Southwest Missouri, where the local health department, having nothing better to do with their time than to interfere with other people's lives, go round and about and inspect all of the eateries in the area. And they give them these fines and fees, you know, that someone, oh my God, someone actually washed their hands in the same sink that we use to wash thousands of dishes. What insanity. Have you ever washed your hands in your own kitchen sink? Did your dog keel over and drop dead? Did you immediately get a cold or a sniffle? My goodness. Whatever happened to this country? I'll tell you what happened to this country. We stopped producing, and we have now got between 8 and out of every 10 people, 7 and 8 out of every 10 people working for government, receiving all or most of their income off the back of Peter in this new socialist world order that we have built. Absolutely embarrassing. Going back into Tom's article and getting off my rant, immensely telling of how seriously this bill does not take food seriously, food safety, excuse me, let me say that again so you get the import of what he stated, immensely telling of how seriously this bill does not take food safety, though, is Section 204, Subsection 2, Subsection C, which promises the administrator will identify the, quote, 5 most significant food contaminants, and not later than 3 years after a contaminant is so identified, the administrator shall promulgate a performance standard. Gee, what's the rush? Tom DeWeese writes. You see, what it's all about, folks, is building. It's all about building bureaucracies and the arbitrary and capricious enforcement of rules, regulations, etc., for the gain of the locals and to bring fear and doubt into the minds of the people so that you no longer would even eat a carrot grown in your own ground because no food safety inspector put a label on it. So that you would no longer want to have a chicken in your backyard and eat fresh eggs. Have you ever eaten a fresh egg before in your life? Most haven't. Most have eaten these dull, stale, pale yellow, droopy yolk things that you buy in the grocery. But they're months old, oftentimes. They're far from fresh. And the chickens, typically, have never even seen daylight except for through a canvas screen or something. And they've never been on the ground in their lives. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, I know I'm guilty of it, so I'll just go ahead and admit it. I don't give the telephone number out nearly often enough. In the Austin area, if you'd like to join in today's broadcast, the calls are always welcome. In the Austin area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Back to this very lengthy article. We're only on page 2 out of 7, and we've just barely touched on the insanity in this legislation. But at the same time, as we have been experiencing more and more often, this is being put through on the express lane. This is on the freight train to immediate passage. And so your response is going to be necessary to block it. Again, there's things that you can be doing right where you are. This is H.R. 875. You can contact your own representatives and ask him or her to approach the subcommittee members to urge them to oppose not only a national animal identification system, but also strongly recommend that they oppose H.R. 875. I probably don't need to go through the long list of all of the various committee members that Tom has supplied. But if you're unsure as to how you could proceed to track this and get on it, give me an email. Send me an email at host@vocallocal.org. Tell me what state you're in, and I'll look on the list here and see if I can find someone on the committee that represents supposedly your interests. And you can tell them that Americans will not stand for this unwarranted and unconstitutional abrogation of our liberty. Every American has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, of course, none of that is possible without eating. We all eat. So everything that has to do with our food supply is an issue that is important. Back to the article briefly, he says, perhaps it is because, quote, studies linking pathogens in food to the diseases in humans would help quantify the risk of foodborne diseases, close quote. In other words, no entity, not the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and not the WHO, the World Health Organization, can prove any significant problem exists in the United States. And so they just simply use these broad brush approaches. And the reason for that, folks, is because these are global initiatives. Global initiatives. And then they're enforced in different ways and in different places. And some countries are bound to them and some countries are not bound to them. But all of the developing countries get all of these bizarre pieces of bizarro world legislation clamped down on us because our insane children and adolescents that have found their way into positions of influence and power are not intelligent enough to bother reading the details. And so they go along to get along. And then, like Madoff, they get very, very far along the road to error. Nevertheless, going back to Chapter 14 out of Agenda 21, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development, also known as SARD, here are some key points in the introduction of this particular chapter of Agenda 21. Agenda 21, folks, is a book. You can buy a copy of this book. You can go to the United Nations publications, unp.un.org, and buy a copy of Agenda 21 and read it. It's not an easy read, but you'll get a lot out of it by reading it so that you understand what the big picture is. I get absolutely sick and tired of all the symptomology and victimology and hanky-wringing that goes on in this country, in the news media, that fails to recognize that we have, not only have we created it, but in New York City, on top of the slaughter yard, stands probably the greatest adversary of freedom ever invented, the United Nations. We allow that building to stand in our country, and then we rail against the various claptrap that comes out of the United Nations. Well, this claptrap in Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development, has some things to say. Here we go. Chapter 14.4. The following program areas are included in this chapter. Agricultural policy review, planning, and integrated programming in the light of the multifunctional aspect of agriculture, particularly with regard to food security and sustainable development. And so this piece of legislation, H.R. 875, is the implementation in part of Chapter 14.4, subsection A, Agenda 21. Let's look at B. Ensuring people's participation and promoting human resource development for sustainable agriculture. Notice the way it begins, ensuring people's participation. There's your stick in the old carrot and stick donkey example. There's your stick, ensuring people's participation. There's no way out once it gets in there, folks. C. Improving farm production and farming systems through diversification of farm and non-farm employment and infrastructure development. The diversification of farm and non-farm employment and infrastructure development includes the creation of the GIS-GPS global governance system and all of these various and sundry organizations and agencies and bureaucracies. In this case, the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009, FSMA, and the agencies that will create the Food Safety Administration and all of the Food Safety Administration czars and Gestapo and brown shirts and babushkas in your neighborhood. Here's D. Land resource planning information and education for agriculture. Land resource planning information and education for agriculture. That ties right back into your land-grant universities and colleges through the University Extension Program that promulgates the various and sundry initiatives, the global initiatives and directives, out through the various farm bureaus and all of the cooperating groups and agencies, right down to your local county extension agents and your local county extension board. You know, they're the ones that are involved with the 4-H and the FFA and the county fairs and those sorts of things. Yes, that's right. They're the ones that send the experts say out to the various local public meetings, and they're the ones that come as experts say at your county commissioner meetings and your planning board meetings and at your school board meetings, etc. The experts say, and they come and they wear their soft shoes, their cashmere sweaters, and their sports jackets, and have their ponytail tied back, and a little couple of days' growth of beard on their cheek, and then they tell you all of the warm and fuzzy green socialist claptrap that has been promulgated in this country for the last 40 years. This is the outward extension of the hippy-dippy weatherman from which Barry the Usurper is a descendant. It is the downside curve of the beat era, the beatniks. And then we went into the hippies, and then we went into the flower children, and then into the yuppies, the yippies, and then to the yuppies, and then Generation X. And so we have many of the Generation X children who have been raised up in households that are so left-leaning, they need to be sustained with props to keep them all from just tipping over and dumping the contents on the sidewalk, if there is anything such as left and right. But let's go back and get a little bit more wisdom from this chapter. How about 14.4F? No, how about E? Land conservation and rehabilitation. Land conservation and rehabilitation. There is much to be said about that. How about F? Water for sustainable food production and sustainable rural development. Didn't we just tell you about the Ozark Property Rights Congress dealing with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources as they seek out another 100,000 miles of stream control legislation? That's the idea of water for sustainable food production and sustainable rural development. Conservation and sustainable utilization of plant genetic resources for food and sustainable agriculture. Oh, yes. Conservation and the sustainable utilization of plant genetic resources. Can you say Monsanto, Cargill, and the rest? Here's H. Conservation and sustainable utilization of animal genetic resources for sustainable agriculture. Is there no end to the madness? Let's mess with everything's genetic code, right? Here's I. Integrated pest management control in agriculture. Is that the genetically modified seeds again with the Terminator genes and the little chemical things that they put in there that kills the insects and kills them all, including the honeybees, which we need absolutely for life on the planet? How about J? Sustainable plant nutrition to increase food production. Sustainable plant nutrition to increase food production. Whatever that means. Unbelievable. Rural energy transition, evaluation of the effects of ultraviolet radiation. It goes on without end, people. It does indeed. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
I don't know how many people have ever tried to play that lick, but it is quite a piece. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Santana. Anyway, that takes me back a long ways. It takes me back to high school and thereafter. Really good music. In those days, I used to enjoy getting in my 57 Chevrolet convertible and bringing the top down and going out along Golden Gardens on a sunny summer day, listening to the radio playing from KOL and KJR and the other local DJ radio stations in Seattle in those days. Great music, great times, and really enjoyed Mr. Science. But, of course, you'd have to have listened to him, know who I'm talking about when I say Mr. Science. Nevertheless, back to this article from Tom DeWeese to kind of wrap up things. I hope you can understand, people, that as we learn this material, as you hear about this stuff, as you read these various bills, as you listen, hopefully, to some of the passion that I put into my voice or try to put into my voice at this early hour each day, that you get an idea for the impact that you can have at a local meeting when these paid and trained sustainable mercenaries come into your county and into your town and into your state to implement these agendas, trying to achieve public buy-in. You can imagine, hopefully, the impact that you can have in a public meeting when you know this material and you know the downside implications of all of this, and you're able to stand up on your own 2 feet with confidence and do battle. Verbally, becoming vocal, local. With acuity, eloquence, stability and precision, surgical precision, destroying bogus arguments and specious scientific research. It changes things. It changes things in the minds of the person that's been sent there to do the facilitation process. It changes the meeting entirely. It changes outcomes, and it can change your local world. I think it's some of the most enjoyable sparring I've ever done in my life. Although I enjoy verbal sparring, debates, not afraid of that. Bring it on. You know, bring your research. Let's go. But nevertheless, back to this article and closing out here in the closing minutes of today's broadcast. And before I do, let me just remind you that there's good broadcasts coming out of Oracle all day, all night. And so, following this broadcast will be Josh Reeves. After that, the whole day will continue. And I enjoy sitting back and listening while I do my research. You know, I used to be a shortwave listener, and I have several different shortwave sets, but here in this house that I'm living in now, it's not quite the same as down in my little cabin. Now I have more room than I need and more room than I really want, but nevertheless, I have plenty of room now. But I used to sit down in my little cabin, and I would listen on shortwave. No computer in the house. Well, I had a computer, but it wasn't hooked up to anything except the power. Anyway, I used to use or play the shortwave radio much the same way I play an electric guitar. I just kind of hook my little finger on the volume pot, and then you could just sit there and read books and bring the volume up and bring the volume down when there's commercials, when there's not, when there's a good speaker, when there's not, when there's somebody interesting, when there's not, and so on throughout the day. But I find now that I listen on the computer mostly, instead of on my shortwave set, I can run it through the monitors and things, and there's very good broadcasting that comes across the out of the monitor speakers all day long right here on Oracle Broadcasting, so I hope you will listen throughout the day and the evening as your time allows. But certainly, let us not be information sponges. Let us look at this information as tools, the tools that we need to equip ourselves to do battle with the globalist agenda. We need to learn and dedicate ourselves to blocking globalism by whatever name it is hidden as it tries to get lodged in our communities. Your neighbors may not know, they may not care, and I don't care about them. I really don't. I don't care whether they do nothing at all. There are always that 90-some percent of people who do absolutely nothing. And unfortunately, that 10% of us that actually do something are the ones that shape the lives of the 90% who do nothing. But we are in a time right now, in a defining moment in human history, if you will, where those who do nothing may very well perish off the face of the earth. And it's a sad and sorry testimony to have in the United States of America that our blind drunk sheeple are about to get slaughtered and they're doing nothing. But at least we can do something. And so I encourage you to become vocal local. Get courage if you've never had it before. Start small. Start on easy wins. Take a couple of topics. Learn a little bit about them. And then go out and talk about them, even if it's at the cafe, at the grocery store, in the checkout counters, wherever you might be, at the laundromat, at the gas station. Buy a quantity, buy 50, buy 100 pocket constitutions, put them in the car, and go around and give them away to people and chat with them. And let the people around you know that there is at least one person who's awake. And I think it's very useful. And that's what this article here for we're reading and sharing, this old action alert from the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese, is all about. He's asking us to do something about this piece of legislation, H.R. 875. Let's pick up the last little bit here. Because it's because these studies again link pathogens in food to the diseases in humans would help quantify the risk of the foodborne diseases. In other words, no entity, not the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and no one else can prove any significant problem exists. But the reason why I brought out the Agenda 21 book, we can go into it another time, but you'll see that it's arbitrary and capricious enforcement. The developing countries don't have to comply with these initiatives. They don't have to. If it puts any hardship on them at all, they don't have to comply. But the developing nations, not only do we have to comply, but we also are financing it. So we're forging the links in the chain of tyranny that will be used to bind us down in perpetuity as we move further and further into this global plantation, the global serfdom, the feudal world of the future. The FSMA will not even quickly implement protections for Americans from contaminated foreign foodstuffs, blah, blah, blah. The bill goes on, not less than 2 years, not later than, da, 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 da. So there's no rush, you see. It's not going to be implemented anytime soon. It's all incrementalism. It's the old Sidney and Beatrice Webb Fabian socialist model, like the little tortoise. Slowly but surely you insinuate your way inside of the beast. And once you get inside of the organism as a parasite, then you'll make the mad dash and go right into the brain and take them out. And that's what they're doing to us, little by little, by little by little. Right. So there are other ways we can go about this. This HR 875, there's other ways that we can go about this time and time again here on this broadcast and in the future also. We're going to talk about morality and virtue and honesty. Certain things that don't have to, but how altogether too often have been associated with the great priesthoods. You don't need to have a preacher, a pastor, a preacher, a teacher teach you about morality and virtue and honesty and uprightness. Those are things that are written on your heart by the very finger of the Creator itself. And if you just open yourself up a little bit and look in, as we all do, even in the chat rooms, I can sense it. There's no reason for me to come on the air and teach heavily on morality and moral issues and virtue and whatnot. You understand already what is necessary and how one person might relate to someone else. And if we're always looking at freedom, more and more freedom and less tyranny, if you understand that your rights end where the rights of someone else begins, you are well on your way. If we can understand that a real freedom is 100% control of my property, 100% control of the time, and 0% control of your property 100% of the time, then we're heading in the right direction. But we're not getting this from our leadership. We're not getting this from our quote-unquote, I just say representatives, but I say it guardedly and advisedly. These people represent neither you nor I. I think on this network, not necessarily on this broadcast, I've read to you from the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that in 17 and 76, the lords in England were already well along the way of saying that the representatives do not represent the people, they represent the state. And in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And we need to do something about it, and we better get Johnny on the spot and get it done. Until tomorrow, folks, have a good afternoon, and thank you for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
History will always those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Long live the revolution.